Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about tipping at Christmas time.
Okay, good.
For a lot of people, they like to reward those folks who make their lives go a little bit smoother throughout the year with a tip at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Now, Hawk and I were having a discussion about tipping your mail carrier, and Hawk said it is not legal to give them a cash tip. Uh-huh. And he is technically correct about that.
Oh, hey, I got something right, y'all.
He said technically.
But I mean, if you slip him a $20 bill and no one sees it.
They ain't going to say anything.
No, I hope
that.
Not. Yeah. Although some of them might not accept it.
You're breaking the law, Tom.
I break the law all the time, Kato. So do you.
That was Tom.
I make my mail person dance for it. I like get the singles out. 20 singles.
That's illegal.
You should see them at the mailbox.
Okay.
What are they doing out there?
But legally, they say about a $20 value gift is what you should top out with your mail carrier. If you think about it, if everyone did that, they would have quite the boon on the holidays. But unfortunately, you're lucky if one person in a neighborhood of 100 does that. So I encourage you out there, if you have a good mail carrier, first let me give you a note. Not all of them are good. So if you have a good one, you should be very grateful of it.
Okay, all right? what if they switch around all the time? Okay, and how do you know they're going to get it if you leave it on the mailbox?
I don't know what to tell you there. My mail person stays fairly consistent. Occasionally, we'll have a substitute on a certain day, but pretty much we know who's going to deliver our mail.
I think they keep changing mine up because of that tipping, the way I tip them.
Which is to say not.
They all want to try.
Yeah. Hey, those singles.
I want to get Hawk's house this year.
You should see him wrap himself around that mailbox pole.
Wow.
So if you tip your mail carrier, that's a very nice thing. And if you have a good one, I suggest you do it because you're going to miss them one day whenever they're gone. All right. Here's a guideline to help you out with whether or not you're being thrifty or stingy. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm too thrifty to give out tips at the holidays. I found this to be interesting. Thriftiness is cutting back at your expense. Stinginess is cutting back at the expense of others. So you're being stingy if you're cutting back and it's hurtful to others. You're being thrifty if you're cutting back at your own expense.
How do we know the difference?
We'll explain it to him later.
Okay. Yeah. So here are some guidelines for you on how to tip different people. A house cleaner. They say to tip them the amount of one house cleaning.
Oh, wow.
So that could be, I don't know.
That's a lot.
These are the same people that came out that a diamond engagement ring has to be 4 months' salary. Yeah. I don't agree with any of this.
If you have a house cleaner, you probably can afford to tip that house cleaner.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. A lawn care worker. They say roughly $20 per person on the crew. So if you have like two or three people that come out on Christmas, you drop them each $20.
Okay.
All right. This is their suggestions.
Yeah.
All right. They say trash collectors. If it's the same person that does your house most of the time, $20 each is good.
Mine's a truck.
Yeah.
I mean, the arm comes out, grabs my trash can, dumps it.
Really?
I never see the guy get out of his truck.
Well, that's good. You only have that one guy then.
I don't even know who the guy is.
Okay.
I never really see them.
They say a person who does something like taking care of your pool or spraying for bugs.
Oh, a pool boy.
Okay. First of all, they say don't call them a pool boy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And they say about $20 is acceptable. Also, people who provide for you personally, like a hairdresser or a nail technician, typically, if you consider them to be kind of a personal friend, maybe a gift may be more comfortable than a cash tip. But if you are doing a cash tip, they say about the same as one treatment or one visit would be.
Now, what if you don't have an appointment before the holidays?
You're supposed to just
That's well-timed, Cato.
Yeah, that's what you do. Same as a turkey drop. You break up with them before the holidays. Like, well, get your haircut right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. All right, your pet groomer. They say the average amount of one visit is what you would want. So, like, if you normally pay $25 for your grooming for your pet, a tip of $25 would be acceptable.
Oh, wow.
That's a typical kind of a tip is one visit. Same thing with, like, massage therapists. That seems like an expensive tip there. Mm-hmm. I think $20 would be fine, too.
Well, not to mention grooming in my past. Yeah. I groom my dog now, but it's $40 or more.
I can't identify with a lot of these people we're tipping. I ain't fancy, I guess.
All right, teachers.
Yes, now I do identify with those.
I don't have any.
Okay.
Okay. If you do have a teacher that seems like they're doing a good job with their student, they say that sometimes cash might feel like a bribe.
Yes.
What you can do to get around that is to get several people together and do a group gift. So you chip in and then go buy a gift card for maybe $100 or $200 or however many people have chipped in. And that way it's not coming from one student.
Or you can just give them gift cards. That's what I do. Just like Target gift cards. You don't do that just to the individual?
Well, that's the same thing as bribing them with cash.
Not really. It's a gift card. That's different than slipping them a 20.
We can explain that to
them.
We'll
explain that too. That's the way I've been doing it for years.
Sure, good, we know.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they say babysitters.
My kids make straight A's.
Yeah. It's worked, hasn't it?
Wow. You know, I almost feel like I'm just wasting my time here.
You are.
Who not to tip? If you have a wonderful doctor, vet, CPA, stockbroker, lawyer, or other professional who the thought of having not being in your life makes you shiver, well, the thing is, they typically don't accept tips or they could lose their license. So typically, they do not get tips.
Not even a bottle of wine?
Now, that might be acceptable, Heidi. Gifts are a little different.
Yeah.
Heidi gets free physicals.
She's healthy.
Here's your wine, doctor.
I'm smiling.
Dim the lights.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. I went too far. I'm sorry.
I really wish I hadn't brought this up now. But good luck.
Hey, feel free to tip us if you'd like to hear a song.
May God have mercy on your souls.
Either cash or gift cards.
Yeah, we'll take one.
Wait. What's the difference?
Apparently there is one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.